Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the global banking cartel that sees Europe and the United States is mopping up sovereign nations they don't control. And they're racing to openly get U.S., British, and other NATO ground forces on the ground for the non-military action, which is now admittedly being set up. That's in the news yesterday and today. The British, the U.S. are saying, yeah, we're going to invade and be on the ground, but it's not going to be, you know, on the ground military action, even though there's already reportedly U.S. troops, too, that have been killed, mercenaries dying, videos of them directing artillery. It's on. And they're racing to go ahead and get the full war going, because then a lot of people will still say, well, got to support the troops. Well, how about you support them by not putting them in illegal wars? You know, if you were in Nazi Germany in 1939, it would be supporting the troops to not go along with invading Poland. But America's going to end up being known like Nazi Germany. And let it be on record that I spoke out against this and I was against this and having the UN tell the president what to do so Sarkozy and others can bag all that cash they stole from the Libyans. But continuing here, they've already double-crossed their old dictator, Mubarak. Now they're going after Gaddafi, made deals with him. What signal does this send to other leaders around the world about playing footsie with the New World Order, Wayne?
Well, let's look what happened just in Tehran the last few days. We had an anti-terrorism summit in Iran attended by Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And who shows up? President Talabani of Iraq, President Karzai of Afghanistan, and President Zardari of Pakistan, all supposedly U.S. allies, going to hear people in Iran say the United States is a terrorist nation. So what does that do? It was all of our supposed allies are running away from us. They say, hey, you know, we got to throw in our lot with Iran and the other countries and build up a coalition, an axis of intelligence against.
And the Saudis have run to the Russians, and so have the Pakistanis, right, to the Chinese.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I've got up on my website, my homepage today, 1998 Libyan request for an Interpol red notice, arrest warrant against Osama bin Laden. It was granted. There was an arrest. Now, today, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Muammar Gaddafi. The International Criminal Court never issued one of those for Osama bin Laden, ever in its existence since 02, because I think the reason they had to stage this phony death of bin Laden was, what if Gaddafi's captured, put on trial in The Hague, and says, well, I'm going to call bin Laden as a witness because I was the first world leader to put in an arrest warrant against this guy because the British and military intelligence and CIA were using bin Laden to try to kill me, Muammar Gaddafi. Wouldn't that have been embarrassing? So dead men tell no tales. They had to officially declare bin Laden dead with that phony
Very un-American
operation
for you to talk about bin Laden now that they're our main allies fighting Gaddafi. I mean, next George Washington's going to be a bad guy. You're some kind of sicko. So am I, I guess, because I think this is a war, and the government says it's not. So let's not be conspiracy theorists. Wayne Madsen of the WayneMadsenReport.com. In closing, do you think overall, I mean, NATO can't back off now. Do you think the ground invasion's on?
Well, we already see the Italians wanting to leave the coalition. They want a ceasefire. I think what we're going to see is NATO's going to is the coalition's going to fray. And if anybody goes in, guess who it's going to be? It's going to be U.S., maybe French and British ground troops, and that's going to be it.
And what do you predict? You've been there many times. What do you predict is going to happen to those troops?
A bloodbath. If I were able to invest money, I would be investing money in companies that sell coffins and body bags to the Pentagon.
Yeah, because the North Africans will fight like the devil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And 1.3 million armed Libyans, including the Home Guard, women, they're all going to go out and welcome the Americans with AK-47s.
Well, I mean, look, I'm pro-U.S., so I'm with al-Qaeda now, and I'm just get Gaddafi. Get him. Okay, Wayne, it's wrong to talk bad. Al-Qaeda's now our friend, okay? Obama said so. Wayne Madsen.
That's why they're changing their name.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a lot of important news to cover this hour, and I'm going to cover the waterfront here. It just so happened that Tarpley's in Libya. Madsen just got back. This is heating up. Constitutional crisis. Al-Qaeda forces started the war. U.S., British, NATO-backed. It's on record that Gaddafi financed Sarkozy. This is some weird double cross with the big banks stealing the country's money. These are just such crooks. And I'm not a fan of Muammar Gaddafi. But compared to most people in the region, he's a schoolboy. And he is a military guy, and he's bought a lot of high-tech weapons, and they're waiting, quote, with the surprises under their hat, and their country's getting bombed for three-plus months with Western-backed al-Qaeda rebels pouring in, same ones that attacked the Russians, the Serbs, the Iranians. And people are really sick of this. And every al-Qaeda guy's gotten on the plane, drugged up with their underwear bombs, their shoe bombs. They try to light with matches. You don't light plastic explosives with a match, folks. It's an electrical charge. It's all fake. Of the top five al-Qaeda guys, what, four of them, born in the U.S., publicly protected, allowed to fly anywhere. Anytime a country arrests them, the U.S. goes and gets them out. I mean, it's very elementary. The Muslim extremists work for the bankers, period. They don't want secular Western governments. They don't want to get along with the Arabs. They don't want to get along with Islam. They want to put radicals in. And they do it. And then a lot of the radicals then go finance crazies who really do hate America and then attack us. And the bankers go, oh, we'll take your rights to keep you safe. I mean, it's so elementary. Last night, I was in a store, and I was talking to this guy, and he goes, I like your show, but my buddy's in the FBI, and he's worried about Muslims and Sharia law and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, if you're concerned about more extreme forms of that, you better learn who finances it. And he goes, no, actually, my buddy in the FBI was talking about that, too, and doesn't know why the government does it. You don't know why the government does it. Because Muslim extremists are perfect to be handled by double agents and will go out and carry out heinous acts that are then used to take everybody's freedoms and invade these countries and take them over. The globalists use it as a skeleton key to take our rights and give trillions of dollars to the military-industrial complex in the name of protecting us, and to go and invade all these countries and get trillions of dollars into that military black hole. It's called full-spectrum dominance. And if you're in full-spectrum dominance, you want to manipulate and control all sides, and then you sit outside of that paradigm, and then only you are left standing. I forget the James Bond movie that it was, but it was one of the early ones with Sean Connery. I'd never seen it. It starts with it starts with an evil guy on some boat, and he's explaining to his agents in the group, Chaos or whatever the name, or Spectre, I forget what it was. Spectres get smart, and then it was, I guess, Chaos. I forget. The point is, and he's got Chinese fighting fish, and there's three of them in there. And he goes, look at the smart one. It waits, and it waits till the other two fight. One's dead, the other's weakened, and then the smart one comes in and kills the weakened one. And he goes, that is what we will do. We'll play groups off against each other. And, of course, those books that were made into films were written by one of the top people in MI6, formerly OSS. Let me give you a more modern-day example of how this works. Please. And I remember the New York Times, the Washington Post, at the time that Revenge of the Sith came out, cheesy Star Wars movies. But George Lucas, they were saying, what does the plot mean? We don't understand it. And he said, what do you mean you don't understand it? It's exactly what our government's doing today. Emperor Palpatine is George W. Bush. He said that at Cannes Film Festival. And I talked to so many adults who have such a blind spot, they couldn't understand the plot of a movie designed for 10-year-olds. Much of it almost unwatchable. I don't even like it, but I like the plot line. Okay? And folks, I'm not even going to go over the plot line. If adults can't figure out the plot line of a children's movie, of course you can't figure out what's happening today. Of course you can't. Okay, I've got a lot of key news to cover, and the big TSA protest we're going to have at 4 o'clock today inside the Capitol. Or to be technical, we're going to go talk to our representatives. It's not even a protest. It's a citizen filibuster. And I'll explain that in a moment. So wherever you're listening in Texas, even if you're up in Dallas right now listening to us on fine stations in the DFW area, get in your car. Drive down, and I'll see you at the Texas Capitol 4 o'clock, or you get there at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, so what? We're going to be there for 3 days, off and on. I'll be there for 3 days, off and on. You need to be there as well. Can't come today, come tomorrow, but 4 is when we really need you to have that good showing for the media. But let me just briefly explain Revenge of the Sith plot line, because at the time, we wrote articles about it, because the media said, we don't understand this. This makes no sense. The most popular of the three prequels. That made total sense. Emperor Palpatine was a little-known senator from Naboo, small planet. He finances terrorists to attack the planet. And then he plays victim and says that the pacifist republic isn't doing enough to help him with the terrorist invasion, the Trade Federation invasion, who even speak in Chinese accents. It's all geopolitical. And so, little aliens with Chinese accents. He then goes and complains and catapults himself in the crisis into the role of chancellor. Because, he was the victim, but now he demanded something be done. He'd been a pacifist previously. Now he's chancellor. Episode 2 launches terror attacks all over the galaxy with groups he's secretly financing through his backers in the Trade Federation. He turns around double crosses in the end. Lord Vader, kill Viceroy Gunray and everyone else in the... So basically, in the end, they knock out all of the people that backed them, which always happens. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China, learn from history. Then in episode... So he uses that to build up the power of the empire in episode two. And now he's got this big imperial army, but it's not imperial yet. But it's the stormtroopers, the outfits, the weapon systems to counter this outside threat run by Count Dooku, the Osama bin Laden guy that actually works for him, and they meet in secret. Now, in episode three, he launches an attack on the imperial capital himself. He launches an attack on New York. And then he gets captured, and then he sets up Count Dooku to get killed, and then he seduces to the dark side Anakin Skywalker to make him Darth Vader. And in the end, he then sets up, after he has the police state in place, he sets up the Jedi and says they're terrorists and has the anti-terror forces go in and wipe them out. And then he says he's launching a global intergalactic war to bring peace. Now, the media could not understand. Wait, and they actually wrote articles. Emperor Palpatine's attacking himself? It makes no sense. Adults cannot understand children-level ideas, okay? Child-level ideas. Child-level. Are we saying Count Dooku is good? No. We're not saying bin Laden's good. Are we saying the Trade Federation's good? No. But they're being played. The globalists went and hired the Chinese in the 70s to be part of this larger deal to muscle out the industrial base of the West. They're going to be set up. And George Lucas, big insider, THX1138 about digital high-tech tyrannies of the future, one-child policies. He comes out and in like two paragraphs says, this is exactly what's happening today. I wrote this decades ago, but I rewrote it for what's happening in the world today. This movie is an allegory of what's really happening. How can you not understand it? Okay? Very simple. All right, I'm done, and I've wasted a bunch of time. Ladies and gentlemen, the modern slimy politician is all about deception. Obama tells you that it's national free health care. We're going to get the rich guys and give you money. Turns out it's written by the health insurance companies to make you buy it, lowers the standard of care, and exempts people with pre-existing conditions, and is a total scam. And he exempts all his buddies. It's the same thing over and over and over again with what you're told something is for. Well, the reason you're told something's being done. And we're seeing similar tricks today with Rick Perry. Rick Perry says it's a priority that this anti-groping bill passes. It passes unanimously. He has David Dewhurst, former CIA block op commander, kill the bill. Senators go public. Dewhurst is under heat. It's very politically unpopular what he did. So he says, okay, I'll put it in the special session if the governor will. The governor runs out the clock, says it can't pass, says nobody can add it, knowing full well he's the one that adds it. He gets caught with his pants down, adds it. Then they have the Speaker of the House kill it last Friday. Now they're bringing out a new watered-down bill. It's nothing more from what Representative David Simpson has said, and I've scanned over the bill, than a kind of glorified resolution. It does nothing. Now, regardless, the point is this is a great example of the duplicitous type manipulation that we see. It's like George Bush said, I'm passing a law, trying to get Congress to pass a law to give you health freedom and to protect your medical records. Did the opposite. They call the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. They call a federal plan to drug half the kids in America New Freedom Initiative. This is how they do it. So what is a citizen filibuster, depending on parliamentary rules in a House or Senate, federal, state, House members, Senate members can stand up and filibuster legislation they don't like and hold up an entire session to make sure a bill gets killed. And that's an emergency procedure in the state and federal constitutions to block really bad things. Well, what we're saying is today, tomorrow, and the next day, we're doing a citizen's filibuster. We're going into their offices to talk to them and to tell them we want the members to go launch their own filibusters or to withdraw themselves from the votes, to talk to colleagues, to tie all this up so another special session has to get launched and announced after Wednesday. We're running the clock out on them here. They're trying to do that to us. Now we're going to reverse that and do that to them. This is a military tactic in legislation. Everything's military. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Here's some interesting news. This is out of CNN Money. Ex-Citigroup vice president charged with $19 million fraud. And I've been predicting this would happen. They're going to burn some vice presidents and people and have big show trials on TV. They've already had congressional hearings on, you know, smaller Timberwolf stuff done by Goldman Sachs and others, and they'll burn some low-level people for $19 million. But if you launder $376 billion in your Wachovia and Wells Fargo, no problem. Or you steal tens of trillions and take it offshore, no problem. But Gary Foster, a former Citigroup executive, I mean, vice presidents of these companies are dime a dozen, was arrested Monday on charges he embezzled more than $19 million from the bank. So he's being arrested for stealing from the bankers. And he's going to go to the wall, but it'll also be paraded as if he did everything. According to criminal complaint unsealed in New York, Foster allegedly transferred millions of dollars from various Citigroup accounts into his personal account at JPMorgan Chase on 8 separate occasions. Well, I mean, you hired him to do that. I mean, come on. Foster, 35, was accused of using fraudulent contracts and deal numbers to mask the transfers. I mean, Bank of America takes houses that are paid for they don't even have a deed to. I mean, why not? I mean, oh, but I understand. It's okay when it's done to us or veterans have their death benefits taken by big banks. That's good. But you don't see, when I was first given the article, I thought, oh, they charged somebody. Oh, he stole from the banks. I'm sorry. He stole from Al Capone. And you don't do that. Now, I want to specifically, when we come back, open the phones up. And I want to hear if you're outraged by the unanimous vote, and then they killed it in the Texas House, the whole country watching. They kill it in the Senate, then they bring it back. Perry says he can't put it on the session. Folks know that he can. We force him to. He waits till the end, and then they have the Speaker of the House come out and badmouth the bill, saying, oh, it's a stunt. Oh, really? I've read the bill. The Attorney General signed off on it in Texas, said, yeah, it's official oppression to just come up and randomly stick your hands down people's pants or squeeze their genitals. You can't do that. And now the Speaker comes out and says, it's a bad thing. Nope, this is bad. And it's not our job at the state to do this. It's the feds. Well, why even have a state? Why even have a Speaker of the House in Texas? Why even have you? Because you're already violating the rules and blocking it last Friday, and now they reportedly are set to vote on some facsimile whitewash, and David Simpson and his lawyers have gone over it, and they put out a press release this morning saying they are withdrawing support for that bill. So it's simple. And it's up to you, folks. If you're listening to my voice, you must go down there. I got a lot of stuff I want to do. You think I particularly want to see all those lobbyists in their suits and deal with it all? No. But once I get down there, I'm going to have fun. Just go down there and you'll have a good time. Texas to launch citizen filibuster over TSA. And in 2.5 hours, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to roll up and I'm going to go in. And you can meet me in there under the dome. I think that's a good spot. If you get there early, you know, if you want, go in under the dome, or if you want to sit out in the heat under the steps and, you know, wait, whatever. And we'll all get together and we'll all go find the media first to explain to them what's really happening. And then we'll march over to the House and Senate and let them know what we think. And we'll then go to individual members, offices and citizens and talk to our public servants, not our officials, not our authorities, not our masters, not our owners. I love it when I hear state reps call us civilians and cops do. You're all civilians, too. We're not in some globalist occupied system, even though that's what you're setting up. You should know what those terms really stand for. Now, I want to hear from listeners. A, what's your view on all this? And B, are you going to be with me down there at the Texas State Capitol off 11th Street and Congress today? Are you going to be there at 4 o'clock? And if you can't make it then, come at 5, come at 6, come at 7, come at 8. But it's important if you can, be there at 4. And then I'll be there a few hours, and then I'll leave. And then you can be there till late in the night. You can show up at 10 if you want. It's still going to be going. And we are going to inject real issues in a citizen filibuster, going to their offices and talking to them and tell them, hey, you don't like being buffaloed, you don't like being run over, you don't like the House Speaker and the Senate leader and others behind the scenes when they claim they supported it, now 180 and being honest and killing it, you know, being honest about the fact that they're traitors against state sovereignty, the Fourth Amendment and Tenth Amendment and Ninth Amendment, then don't go vote on any of these votes. Abstain. Go get your other colleagues to filibuster. Get up, even if you can't, some of them, because I forget the entire House rules, every state's different, but I know some filibusters are allowed by senior members, definitely of the Senate. Guys, will you pull up Texas filibustering rules for me, please? Texas filibustering rules. We're going to pull that up during the break so I can check that. But the point is, even if you can't filibuster, they can do technical filibusters where members talk about each bill. And spend time on all the bills and just hang the whole thing up. And this is an American institution to do this. We're going to go lobby for them to filibuster, lobby for them to bring up technical points. That's what I'm dubbing a citizen filibuster. We don't just have the jury box, the grand jury box, or the voting box. We also have the pamphlets, the press, and we have the power of the citizen filibuster. That's really just lobbying politicians at point blank range.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Toll-free number to join us on air to give us your view on the TSA tyranny nationwide and what's happening in Texas, the skullduggery, the scallywaggery by Rick Perry. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I may even do a little bit of overdrive coming up into the next hour just because I have to. I'm going to be down there at 4 o'clock. I was correct from memory. It's the Texas Senate can do a filibuster. Technically, House members can speak on rules or on a point for quite a long time. The national record, either federal or state, is held by Senator Bill Miller, state senator for the state of Texas. He has the national record as well. 43-hour filibuster on SB 1275 during the 65th regular session in 1977. Senator Meyer objected to the provision of the bill, which would have prevented public inspection of the records of an industrial accident. That's good. That was to have sunshine on things. Senator Bill Meyer, I've said that wrong three times now or twice, was the longest filibuster. A filibuster is a prolonged discussion of a bill by an individual intended to delay legislative action. Are filibusters allowed in the state of Texas? Filibusters are permitted in the Senate, but not in the House of Representatives. Filibusters are governed by the Senate rules and by precedents interpreting the rules. And he requires a member to stand at their desk. The member speaking may not sit, lean, or use the desk or chair in any way. Bathroom breaks are not allowed. Man, I could do a filibuster, but not more than 24 hours. Can you imagine 43-hour filibuster? 43 hours standing up and nonstop talking. You think I can talk, ladies and gentlemen? In fact, this three-hour show a lot of times is nothing but a ranting filibuster against tyranny. Can you imagine 43 hours? I did off and on, you know, for 27 hours for that money bomb we did, and that was nothing. I'm a wimp. That's it. I got to do a 24-hour radio show and do nonstop without commercials. I feel pathetic. But, hey, I'm proud of Texan has the record in the United States. So we're going down there. I mean, you know, our ancestors could stand there for 40-something hours nonstop, not eating, not drinking, not going to the bathroom for freedom. Can you get in your car and drive down there in 2.5 hours? Can you go? Will you go talk to your representatives? It was very effective last time we got it back on. Now they've engaged in more sneakiness to get it back off. But it shows how desperate they are. The feds know if states start standing up, if states start exercising their power, especially a big, prominent state, as go Texas, goes the rest of the nation, the globalists will start losing. They have to keep up this arrogant, con artist idea of infallibility and invincibility. They are not. I want to see you down there. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take some calls, and I've got some other incredible news on Big Brother federal spies snooping. New Obama program sending out snoopers to pose as patients so they can check up on doctors. Well, they might be Al-Qaeda. The Euro collapsing. I talked about this briefly yesterday, but I do got to talk sometime about the Star-Spangled Banner being booed. 80%+ of the people in the stadium for the Mexican team in California, Southern California, and booing the American team pretty much constantly. And that happens in some games, but not at this level, and certainly not during a national anthem. And they interviewed the folks in the LA Times, and they said, well, I live here in the U.S., but I'm for Mexico. And see, that's the issue. That's the problem with identity. People can't even wear American flags now in many high schools in America. That is not allowed. That's political correctness, ladies and gentlemen. And it just shows what the globalists are doing to this country. But if you just joined us, Rick Perry had David Dewhurst kill the bill when he unanimously passed the House, and they had a near unanimous in the Senate, one vote against. He killed it, wouldn't let it come to a vote, but they had the votes lined up. Then tried to cover up, he did it. Then under pressure, he added it. Perry added it right at the last minute. They held it up to a vote on Friday, and then the House Speaker came out, who'd voted for it previously, and said, I'm not going to let this come to a vote now. They don't want this confrontation with the feds. Perry's getting ready to move up to the federal level. They're getting ready to run him for president. He doesn't want another special session because he's pledged not to run for president. Then he said, well, I'm going to break my pledge maybe, but I'll wait till the session's over. He does not want another legislative session. And so we say, okay, you ran the clock out on us. We're going to go down there and ask other members of the Senate, go to senators' offices and say, we want filibusters on other bills that you already don't agree with to hold up the entire session because the globalists want a bunch of these bills through, so they have to have a whole nother session. See how Rick Perry likes that. This is a reverse of their stalling tactic. Now we're going to stall them with a citizen filibuster. That citizens lobbying for a filibuster and lobbying at point blank range inside a Capitol. I've now defined it. Guaranteed, it's going to be a new favorite. Okay, let's go ahead and looks like a George Bush line. Let's go ahead and talk to Travis in Texas. Travis, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Jones, how's it going today?
Oh, I got to go down there and face the scum again.
Well, that's what I was calling about. I'm a little bit frustrated. I went up there at 8 o'clock this morning and told them I was in support of the bill, and now I'm hearing that it's completely changed and it's not even in the best interest of what we're looking to do here.
Well, here's the deal. We need to support the original bill that Simpson wrote. Well, there's been two. The second version, I've read it, it's good. The new one, Simpson's on record, and we've gone over the bill. TSA tyranny withdraws support from House version of TSA anti-groping bill. Now, they're saying that it may have been added back in. We're not sure. We're going down there to investigate what's going on. We're going to get answers. They're going to try little tricks and things, and we're going to find out what's going on. We're going down there to find out what's happening.
That's great, man. I wish I could meet you down there before. I got the pleasure of sharing a little slave box with you last time when we went to the checkpoint pretty much at the same time.
Absolutely.
And, anyway, I'd love to be there again. I'm not going to be able to be there at 4, but if anybody is listening to this, you need to get down there and stand up for your freedom.
Well, I'm seeing headlines like Texas Governor Rick Perry revives TSA bill, L.A. Times, blog critics, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Amarillo TV, literally 696 articles about how he is fighting the TSA. He's the one killing it. Think of that level of deception, folks, the sneakiness of Al Gore's former campaign chairman. Oh, you didn't know that? That he tried to keep it off, then when it passed, he killed it, then he put it back on because of pressure, and then had it killed again through his minions. Disgusting. And now, state rep, who'd been trying to be friendly with Perry, David Simpson, has had to admit that that's what's going on. But things are changing. We're going to put pressure on him. We're going to get down there today. Everybody needs to be there. And then again, tomorrow and the next day. Because even if they pass something good today, it's got to have multiple readings, and they've got to force this to the front. We're going to end up making them have another special session. We're going to exert our will on them. Okay? We're going to do it. Let's continue here. Let's talk to Frank in Texas. You're on the air, Frank.
Hey, I'm Frank in Texas, long-time listener. I don't have anything specifically on the Texas vote today, so I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. But if there's anything that I could tell your listeners, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, find out, you know, what does it matter if we know this stuff? What can we do? You can go get involved in your community. I'm only 22 years old, and I'm a member of several different city organizations and boards, and running for school board right now myself as well. And anyways, that, and also on page 107 of the health care bill states that it's dimitude, and that's basically the taxation of anybody that's not a Muslim. I know that's not on subject. I don't want to waste a lot of time. If you'd like an email link, you can hold me over, and I'll give that to you.
That's interesting. Just send it to showtips@infowars.com. Listen, folks, you all need to come down there and join me today. We need more people than we had last time. We need to go into the Capitol. Or even if you want to meet me once I go in, whatever, just get down there, go and talk to your senators, find out exactly what's going on. We need to get Senator Patrick, if this isn't the bill that he supports, we need to have him filibuster and hold the whole process up. We need to build our liberty muscles by getting involved, get down there. Catherine in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I met you at the Talkers Conference here in New York. I just wanted to call and say, I mean, I literally have been saying what you have been saying for my entire life. I mean, one thing, I don't hear it brought up too much on your show, but I just feel like it's, you know, it's always like the family, and there's so much abuse that goes on in families. And I tried to, you know, kind of like wake people up to this, you know, for my entire life. I mean, we are taught this stuff at home. We're taught this stuff in families to bow down to the system. You know, we learn to, you know, hit the canvas, like, so to speak, like you said earlier.
No, Americans have not been free for a long time, and licking the boots of government is the opposite of what this country was all about.
I literally have been saying it all my life. People, you know, like no one listens to you. It's like, you know, they just totally ignore you.
Opposite happening, Catherine. It was good to meet you there at Talkers. But listen, folks, I opened the phones up specifically about the TSA and all of this. Think about how outrageous that is, that Perry continues to say he's for it, then quietly kills it in the Senate. Then he said, oh, I can't reintroduce it. It comes out he's a liar. He puts it back on, then has the leader of the House kill it and badmouth a bill that he voted for a month ago. And then now they've got some resolution watered down, and David Simpson says he's removing his support for it. Get down to the Capitol now. Get down there. I'll be there at 4 o'clock. Send it out. In fact, I got so busy today, I never even sent it out on my Twitter. I'll try to do that right now or during a break. Kenny in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Connor.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor. I'm an 80% disabled vet, and I've been listening to you for about 4 years now. And a day without the truth is like a day without sunshine, and we appreciate everything you do. The reason I called up, there's a thing on YouTube called Martin Luther King, Why I Opposed the War in Vietnam, and he quoted Dante and said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. I want to grab people and just shake them, Alex. It's time to wake up, man, and you're in my prayers, and give them hell down there at the courthouse.
Well, thank you, sir. What's your view on, I mean, this is even more evil than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton would lie about a bill he didn't like to get it killed. Perry actually gets bills introduced like sanctuary city bans and other things because he knows in 05 he got an award from Fox for sanctuary cities and tuition for illegals. And so then he introduces bills to only have his people kill them. And we've caught him doing the same thing with the TSA bill now twice. I mean, that is a new level of deception.
We're at a crossroads here, and it's like Ron Paul said, if we'll let them stick their hands down our children's pants, then this we're at a crossroads here, brother. And it's time to wake up and get down on your knees and start talking to the man upstairs, and he will make things happen because of people like you. And I make copies of your DVDs. I just got me an InfoWars T-shirt, and I'm proud of it, buddy.
Well, God bless you, sir, because I am very thankful. You know, at one level, Kenny, I get nervous because I realize so many people are listening, and I know that nobody's perfect, and I don't do the best job a lot of the time. I try my hardest, though. I really do. And so the responsibility is pretty overwhelming. But at the same time, the fact that from nowhere, in 16 years, we built a media platform that is growing exponentially, and that's why Google admittedly is starting to censor us and block us out. We've got a big article out at InfoWars.com on that. That's why it's more important than ever. Make a homemade InfoWars t-shirt or buy them at InfoWars.com and support us. Folks are paying for InfoWars.com billboards around the country. Thank you. TV station owners are airing my films on their local broadcast TV, not just access. Good. I get calls all the time asking permission. Just do it. Just don't wait. Just get it out there. I mean, my films really are waking people up. And there's some other good ones out there as well. But when you give into corruption, everything collapses. And slowly we've given into more and more to the point that Obama's launching wars and telling Congress he doesn't need their approval. I mean, that's big. And it's like State Rep Simpson said. He said, why do we even have a legislature if the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the speaker of the House are violating the rules and blocking legislation? Why don't we just have three men? And the feds say we don't need a state, so why even have a governor? Because they have to represent us. They have to answer to us. And it's time they answer today. And look, folks, we're not going to win the war against tyranny today. You win the war against tyranny by not laying down to it. And we've gotten so deep in this hole, it's going to be hard to get out of it. But we don't have a choice. The water is pouring in here. I mean, every time I look at my children, and I don't want to go down to the Capitol, or I don't want to come up here at midnight and work, or I don't want to bust my butt and make a film, or I don't want to do a TV interview. I mean, because believe me, folks, I don't have some ego thing that drives me in all of this. Maybe 15 years ago, a little bit, it was fun. Now, it is nothing but responsibility, and it's empowering. I'm very alive. But at the same time, it's just the analogy is like a hot dog eating contest. I like a hot dog, maybe two hot dogs, maybe three hot dogs. I watch these guys on hot dog eating contests that can eat 150, 200 hot dogs, and I've seen them do interviews, and they say, yeah, I look at a hot dog now, I want to throw up. But many of you have never even been politically involved at any level. Eat a hot dog or two, folks. Eat a hamburger or two in a hamburger eating contest. You know, it's a crazy analogy. It's just that I would love to be unknown now. I would love to be left alone now. I would love to not have to manage people and not have to organize things because I'm not a big organizer. But at the end of the day, I have no future if I don't do this. And, folks, you've got to own it. You've got to realize you're being enslaved. There are people trying to run your life. They're bad people. And there's nothing creepier than a bunch of organized crooks getting together through government. It's called tyranny. All right, let's go to another phone call here. Let's talk to Teresa in Texas, then Jim in Texas, and others. Teresa, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
It's good to talk to you. I just want to say thank God for people like you. I'm a homemaker in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I would love to be at the Capitol today with my homeschooled son, but I can't do it, but I will try to catch another one. But I had an idea, and that is I think we need a game plan. When these things happen at the TSA and we see people being violated or it's happening to us, you know, just like we tell the kids, stop, drop, and roll for a fire emergency, if we could have a combined effort of we're going to do this, this, and this every time we see that happen, I think we could, instead of standing by like we don't know what to do and we feel and videotaping it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and then they act like the authorities and they yell at you. It's all about training you. It's prisoner induction.
Right.
Total sexual assault is what TSA stands for, or tyrannical slave assimilation. There's a lot of different terms you can use, but it is happening. This TSA issue is bringing everybody together. It's waking up the world. It's another major fight we've got to face. Thank you so much. More of your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex, if you can hear me yet.
Yes.
Okay, cool. This is actually a lot bigger than what people really expect it to be. This is kind of one of those things where the Fed's gone just a little bit too far. They can't let us back them down. Okay? And I disagree with the whole thing. You know, we don't need TSA. We don't need any of this stuff. I agree with the fact that it's just...
No, but you're right. You know, it's about the Feds getting away with bloody murder. And if one state stands up, they're all going to stand up. This is a lot bigger than the TSA.
Right. And then if they push back against the states, say they push back against Texas, do whatever they feel like they're going to do, either blockade the state or whatever.
We got to call the bluff.
Yes, we have to. We need to. Because if Texas, say, for instance, asks for an amicable divorce, a secession, then there'll be other states to follow. And the federal government is not going to survive this if we stand our ground. I personally believe we need to take and start over from a constitutional government, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and rebuild from there. But, you know, my ideas are even more radical than that. It's like with holding corporations to the pre-Franklin Delano Roosevelt restrictions. You know, so we don't get these big...
Well, there's no doubt that they're engaged in pure tyranny. I hope everybody's there at 4 o'clock today. And if you can't make it then, come tonight or tomorrow. What do you think of my citizen filibuster idea?
You know, I hope you get the turnout you need. I'm at work, and I have 12-hour days right now, so that's just not going to happen for me. But see, that's part of it. That's part of how they keep the average person from making these tracks.
By the way, we've covered the government documents where they admit they're wanting to dumb people down. They're admitting they want everybody to have to work so hard so you can't ever do anything else. They use the fact of poverty and overworking people to control them. You're absolutely right, and it's sickening.
If we just stand, if we can get the states that want to fight this can just stand and withstand the onslaught, so to speak, until it finally comes to the point that everybody and their brother realizes there's nothing you can do but secede.
Well, there's something else that's happening here. We're forcing Perry out in the open. We're exposing the former Al Gore campaign manager and the amnesty promoter that he's introduced bills to then kill him on record. His people kill him so that he can claim he was for it, but then it never goes through. I mean, he's the new model of globalist. And our new stories on DrudgeReport.com, new documents prove TSA mischaracterized safety aspects of full-body scanners. There's the flesh-eating bacteria and studies confirm on the gloves and the floor, thousands walking across it. It's all illegal. It's a total, sickening, insane power grab. And if they can do this, they can do anything. I told you years ago they'd be on the streets because that was always their plan. It's happening. God bless you, sir. And I'm sorry. I want to go to a few other people from Texas, but... I am just flat out of time here. I am just flat out of time because I need to get ready for the fact that we're going to do something. We don't get a little permit and sit out front, you know, and have the media ignore us. No, we march into our house that we paid for with our representatives that we elected who work for us. You don't just vote for them and then the election's over. We're going in there to say, look, Bill of Rights, Constitution, why even have a house if the traitorous Republican leadership is in here killing this legislation. You get in there and you get that bill passed or you go for another special session. We'll be right back tomorrow live. Oh, well, hold on. I'm going to come right.
Visit GCNlive.com today.